Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Hello, listeners, and thanks for tuning in to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, and this is The Week. This week, we'll be continuing a series of interviews leading up to Infocom. We've been talking to a number of companies about their plans for the show, both traditional Infocom mainstays and some newcomers. Because of the upcoming trade show, I've been breaking from my usual stance with guests and allowing them to talk about new products or services they'll be bringing to the show. Today, I'll be talking with Chris Bianchet of Herman Integration Services about the services they provide to integrators and what he'll be looking for at the show as he attends. Anyway, we'll be doing that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me remind you that The Week is brought to you by Hypersign, who make a truly innovative product line for digital signage. You can find out more about a signage solution that is both easy and cost-effective to implement at www.hypersign.com. Also on Rave Radio, take a listen to our other podcasts like the Green AV Podcast, the Wavecast from Women in AV, and Gary Kay's Almost Daily Rants and Raves. You can find them all at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. Here on The Week, we try to address the most important items we see in AV news for the week, and we bring you a range of guests for a conversation about subjects important to our industry. And so, without further ado, let's talk about what's going on in the world of AV and communications just before Infocom. Well, our countdown continues, and here's another innovation we can look forward to. Westinghouse is going to announce a line of digital LED-based whiteboards at Infocom. The Westinghouse whiteboard line is designed for classrooms and large auditoriums. The line includes four models ranging from 55-inch HD units up through an 84-inch 4K Ultra HD model. Also in this year's Infocom lineup is a Sony laser projector. The VPL FH-Z55 is Sony's first lampless projector using 3LCD imaging technology. The projector specs at 4,000 lumens of color light output at WUXGA resolution, or 1920 by 1200. The new projector uses blue laser as its light source, which in turn generates RGB color through a 3LCD optical system. Sony says the VPL FH-Z55 is maintenance-free for up to 20,000 hours and is a mercury-free projector, something that we're all starting to look for now as they get specified. And more AV, of course, is going IT, and the folks at PackEdge are too. The new S8MPD from PackEdge is an enterprise-grade switch that lets you route uncompressed video and audio simultaneously via Ethernet and fiber. It can be powered by power over Ethernet, a major advantage in a retrofit situation where it may not be possible to connect to AC power or where only one Cat5e cable is available in a room. You can find out more at www.packedge.com. From our friends at Extron, they're introducing the Speed Mount Ceiling Speaker System, a patented low-profile, plenum-rated two-piece ceiling tile speaker system for Division of Labor installations. The CS1226T Speed Mount Speaker System features the newest speaker designs from Extron. Installation is fast, a low-voltage connector places the CS120P enclosure directly on the ceiling grid without the need for a tile bridge, C-ring, or tile rails. Next, signal wiring is routed to the enclosure, and later an AV tech completes the install by connecting the speaker cartridge to the wiring and securing it into the enclosure. The CS1226T is available as a complete assembly of a pair of CS120P enclosures and a pair of CS26T speaker cartridges. The enclosures and speaker cartridge can also be purchased in pairs separately, or they can be delivered so that they can be delivered to low voltage and AV system contractors. Check it out at www.extron.com. And speaking of audio, Audinate's Dante Ultimo networking platform is now shipping. Ultimo is an integrated, cost-effective 13x13mm chip targeted for low-channel networked audio equipment. Dante integrates media and control for a complete AV system over a single IP network. Setup is easy with devices that automatically discover one another and one-click signal routing with user-editable names. Dante has now been adopted by more than 85 OEMs. You can find out more about Dante at www.ravepubs.com, where Gary's written a couple of excellent articles on it. Well, that's the news. So now let's move along to this week's interview segment. Okay, folks, as I mentioned near the top of the show, with me today is Chris Bianchet, who's president of Herman Integration Services. Herman's one of the many companies that will be excited to see 35,000 people in Infocom this year. And Chris, I want to say thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
we should open with this. Tell us a little about Herman Integration Services and what you do.
Okay. Well, Herman Integration Services actually is a company that is an offshoot from Herman Pro AV. As a matter of fact, it's a year ago today that we announced the formation of Herman Integration LLC. And I've gone to market. We started operations up in September of 2012 and have been growing ever since. What we're doing is we're providing AV labor services back to the AV integration community. So we're creating a nationwide team of professional AV installers, engineers, programmers to support the AV integration community for times when they have projects that they may not be able to staff or are looking to do work outside of their geographic area and are just looking for that additional help. And that's pretty much where we're setting ourselves up for right now.
Wow. I just realized that with you saying that, I don't know if you know, I run a small integration company in Connecticut. You and I need to talk at the show.
So, well, fantastic. If you can fit me in your schedule, that'd be great.
So, Chris, tell me a little about the scope of the operation. How many people you have, you know, where you're located.
Okay. So we're our headquarters is based here in Tampa, Florida, where we've got our central base of operations. We currently have employees in the southeast here, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, covering pretty much all the way up through the middle Atlantic. We have a few folks in Texas, and we've recently brought on somebody as a Western regional manager who is building our business out in California right now, and we have four employees out there as well. We've got 35 full-time audiovisual technicians on staff, as well as a whole host of contract partners of ours in various cities that we don't have our own employees as of yet that we're working with as well to help provide a nationwide footprint.
That's phenomenal. Now, listen, in the position that you're in as a supplier to the integration industry all over the country, how do you see the market right now?
Well, we're definitely seeing an uptick. I've been in the integration business for the last 17 years, and you know it's seen its ups, it's seen its downs. I see a lot of things on the uptick right now. I'm seeing a lot of companies that are getting very busy, but are tentative about hiring additional employees because of the last several years and some of the uncertainty that's out there. So we've become, we've been able to help those companies in regards to helping them get through those temporary times when they're just, finding themselves too busy and bringing a good, reliable source of talent to the table to help them get through the busy times.
Yeah, I think you've just described me. It is. It's a market now that I'm seeing where everybody is getting busier. I'm hearing a lot of optimism leading up to Infocom, but everybody really is kind of antsy about the idea of putting on, adding more payroll, adding more overhead. So it seems like you fill a really good niche there. What do you see as the growing technologies? What are you mostly involved in?
Mostly, we're supporting a lot of companies. We're just seeing a lot of, the new digital, Crestron's digital media or AMX's comparable products, where we're just doing a lot of traditional AV work, but, everything now is, no longer the traditional connectors we were used to using. Everything's going to some sort of Cat 5 or Cat 6 cabling and connections. We're not, driving any of the technology from our end. We're there to support it. So, I'm spending more of my time finding my guys opportunities for training to keep up with the digital age and where all of this is going right now.
Where are you looking to for training these days? That's certainly a hot subject with all of us.
Yeah, well, Infocom obviously is our real go-to. All of our guys are enrolled in the CTS program, and we've got some guys looking to work beyond just the CTS and going for CTSDs and CTSIs. But we're also working with a lot of the big partners out there. We're working with Crestron and AMX, working with Chief and several other companies that have, good training programs or offer some sort of online training as well.
Okay. Are you exclusively to the commercial integration industry? I mean, I know one of the things that I'm looking at this year is I'm looking at the demographics of who's coming to Infocom, and we're seeing an enormous number of, I wouldn't call them pure end users, but things like large educational institutions, large religious institutions, who are starting to form their own crews and do their own installs. Are they likely partners for you?
It would be interesting. We've done very few projects outside of the integration community. One of the things that we're not really in a position to do is take on a full job from the project management and engineering standpoint. So, if a school or a house of worship business were to be able to, you know, bring us, you know, engineer drawings, they're able to order all of their equipment and, you know, stage it and project manage, we would be able to supply the support from there. As our business grows over time, that may become more of an area that we would end up looking at. But really, the focus has been on working with integrators to really, like I said, you know, fortify their positions.
Sure, absolutely. In terms of travel, I presume that if somebody was doing a national or international job, you could accommodate that?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I've got guys on the road all the time. We'll never be able to staff every city in the U.S. or outside of the U.S. So many occasions we'll put people on planes and get them to job sites.
If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that? Through your website?
I would say through our website, or sales@herman-is.com is the easiest way. But our website's pretty intuitive, and our number's on there and our email addresses, and you can easily get to us.
Excellent. Well, you know, in terms of the show this year, as somebody who's got a pretty deep foot in the industry, what are you seeing as the exciting technologies coming this year?
I guess the exciting technologies, I'm interested in see what the next steps of video conferencing and where things are going. The traditional video conferencing room, which has, you know, gained a lot of growth over the past several years. There's a lot of great products out there, but it just seems that this all going to the cloud and new technologies around that, making video even more available to people. I'm always looking to see where that's going to kind of go, because I just think that's going to continue to just drive more and more of a need for what we're doing to supply to, you know, the talents to build more of these rooms. So we're interested to see where that's all going.
I know that a lot of integrators work with your parent company on the distribution side. Is there a relationship there that makes it easier to work with Herman-IS?
There definitely is some advantages, because we do have the relationships with a lot of integrators. And, you know, before we started this, you know, we had hired a consultant to do a market study, and we talked to a lot of these companies, and all of them said resoundingly they're always looking for good partners, you know, to provide labor. One of the nice things is obviously having the relationship with the Herman Pro AV side, is that if, you know, we're on a job site and we're in a pinch, I have a pretty good resource to go back to and get things at the last minute. So we've been able to, in some cases where, you know, maybe there wasn't enough cable on site, or there were certain connectors or tools or whatever it is that might be needed, we can make that happen relatively quickly. And it's a real benefit to an integrator, especially a project manager who may be, you know, juggling several jobs at one time. They don't want to have to stop to order a roll of cable. They're just much more comfortable saying, please just get me what we need and make this all happen. So we found that to be a very good help. But we're two separate companies, even though we have the Herman name. That's the way we kind of set up the businesses at this point.
Sure. I mean, when Herman Pro AV came out, I was excited as an integrator who I do a lot of work for companies that are based in New York, but kind of all over the place. And I was excited at the idea that I could wind up with a pallet shrink wrapped of all the parts I needed for a small install. Now it sounds like that pallet could show up, and then with one additional phone call, I could have the guy show up to install it with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's phenomenal. How long a lead time do you typically have in booking a job?
So right now our schedule is usually about 2 weeks out. We don't really book much beyond that unless somebody else has really planned. We found that most integrators, when we're getting that phone call, all the best intentions of scheduling a job and making sure that it's going to stay on time and on schedule, we all know how those jobs can slip. And what tends to happen is a job will slip. You need to keep your resources there, but you need to start another job. So, you know, at that point, if you don't have anybody, we're getting a lot of last-minute calls. So pretty much we're within a two-week time frame. But if you can plan ahead and use us, you know, we're always glad to take a purchase order and book it on the schedule.
If somebody was going to call you for the first time, an integrator that hasn't used you in the past, what do they need to bring to you in terms of information to get working?
So if people can provide a scope of work, a bill of materials, and you know, what kind of skill sets they're looking at, one of the things that with my background and with the folks that I have here in the office, we've been around integration for a long time. We try to make sure that we're sending the right people to the right jobs. We're not just putting warm bodies on a job site. So if you know, you know, what kind of folks you need out there, we're going to supply the right people. So basically, like I said, scope of work, bill of materials, a sense of what kind of skill sets you need, time frame, we're good to go. If you're at the point where you have drawings, that's always helpful as well.
Anyway, then I want to say thanks for being with us today, Chris.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, that's all we have time for. But join us again next episode here on The Week on Rave Radio. And don't forget, there's lots more to listen to in our other podcasts on Rave Radio. Check them all out at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. And thanks once again to our sponsor, Hypersign, for helping us bring you this show. Check out some great stuff at www.hypersign.com or by just clicking the link if you're viewing this as an enhanced podcast. And thanks again for listening to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, wishing you a great week ahead.